Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We all want to have a good day. Today was a good day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD, provides strategies for achieving just that, featuring many topics that pertain to how neurosurgeons interact with others and how each of us can use introspection to modify how we are using tools and strategies such as empathy, respect, stress management, and much more. How to live a better life and much more fulfilled with what we've accomplished. Dr. Benzel is a human being who happens to be a neurosurgeon. He's past chairman of neurosurgery and currently the emeritus chair of neurosurgery at Cleveland Clinic, the editor-in-chief of World Neurology. That's an international journal which provides him a window with the audience to the world. Through his book, Today Was a Good Day, he's able to provide his monthly lessons to neurosurgeons and non-neurosurgeons alike. And Dr. Edward Benzel is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am really looking forward to this conversation. This is an excellent book, a job well done, rave reviews, not only in the U.S., but all across the world as well. You took a couple of seconds to talk about the book. Give a little description of it. How would you describe the book in your terms? How would you talk about Today Was a Good Day?
Well, I'd describe it as a collection of essays that cover topics that are very much interest to every human being. For example, the first essay is on empathy, and I basically dissect empathy and how we can become more empathic if we simply work at it.
You know, that's fascinating, and that is essay number one in the book. I just read a couple of weeks ago that in Denmark, empathy is taught in grade school. It's a mandatory class for the kids. Is empathy something we all need to work on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I first of all, the person who learned the most from this book is me. It caused me to, like you say, introspect.
Yes,
and look at myself. Do as you say, so to speak. And so, yeah, I really do believe that we need to cover these things for every human being. And I know in my own domain, neurosurgery, the residents or the trainees get training on how to do the surgery, but not an ounce of training on how to communicate effectively with patients.
I was going to ask you about that, if that was part of the training in medicine. It's not in most real-life applications, not in medicine either. That's interesting. How did that evolve for you? Was that a learning process, this maturity that you had in dealing with empathy?
Well, first of all, I do believe by my own assessment, with a lot of bias, obviously, that I'm a fairly effective communicator. And I see those around me who don't appear to be. And simply putting these things on paper and people reading them may cause them to be, like you said, a better version of themselves, a better and more effective communicators. As a matter of fact, one of the trainees in neurosurgery at the Cleveland Clinic and I are working on a curriculum of this nature for the residents. So we're beginning to embark on this. Like they say, it's better late than never.
Well, our guest on the program is Dr. Edward Benzel. That's Benzel. If you're Googling, his website, very simple, edbenzel.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to his website, the book. Today Was a Good Day, a collective of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon. Let's talk about how this book began. You're obviously taking mental notes as you go along with some of these that became topics of essays. When did you realize, I really need to write a book? This is my best way to express this to other people, not only in neurosurgery, but in real life as well.
Well, first of all, I've got to give credit to at least one other, well, two other people. Number one, my wife, and number two, Tom Mraz, who is an orthopedic surgeon colleague of mine, who sees what I do from a neurosurgical perspective and tells me, you've got to write about this. And at the same time, I was the editor-in-chief of World Neurosurgery, and every month I wrote a letter that pertained initially to housekeeping issues, but then turned into individual topics, like you said, empathy, leadership, et cetera. And so I was able to expound on each of these topics. And then at some point I said, I really would like to have the copyright to this and have the ability to publish a book. And I got that permission from the publisher of the World Neurosurgery Journal.
And the result is this book, Today Was a Good Day. You'll find it, of course, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Dr. Benzel's website, edbenzel.com. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores, all of the usual places. A direct link to the doctor's website at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about how it's laid off. If people would think, laid out, people may think, okay, it's a doctor. I wonder if I'm going to be able to understand. You have this way of breaking it down, very understandable for all of us. You don't spend a whole lot of time with a lot of extra words in each chapter. You get right to the point. It's very succinct. It's very meaningful. It's all actionable. Talk about it. Each essay is freestanding. How did you develop the format for this? Because it's very well written and very easy to understand.
Well, as I pointed out, these were monthly newsletters initially.
Yes.
And they were written to neurosurgeons because that's who is reading the journal. But it wasn't too difficult to sanitize, if you will, each one of them and make it applicable to all human beings, because the message isn't just to neurosurgeons. It's to anybody who cares about becoming better and a better communicator and a more effective participant in society.
What this book is published now, and you've got the essays in there. I would almost think this is an ongoing practice for you, that you see things, maybe refining, going back and doing some editing in thoughts you had before on particular topics, or coming up with new topics, new essays. Is this sort of an ongoing practice for you?
Yeah, it is. I thought I'd run out of ideas, but as it turns out, there are an infinite number of ideas. Just keep your eyes and ears open, so to speak, and new topics just pop into my head. And when they do, I write it down and then develop it later. And again, I've been writing it for World Neurosurgery for almost 10 years, there I have written another 30 or so that have not yet been published in World Neurosurgery. And so I'm at some point going to be looking to doing another edition or some other rendition of this book. That is assuming this book sells well.
Well, it should, and we will do what we can. I'm so impressed with the book. Today was a good day. Dr. Edward Benzel, B-E-N-Z-L, the author, and our guest on the program today. And a neurosurgeon, written for neurosurgeons, but for everybody. When you look down through the topics, there are issues that all of us deal with. It's interesting, I think number two in the book is stress and stress recovery. If we're talking about somebody that deals with stress, not only on a daily basis, but you have throughout your life, medical school, residency, paying back student loans, your practice. How difficult was it for you to learn to keep stress under control, to do stress recovery?
Well, stress is necessary. For a long-distance runner, stress is important to increase mileage and speed. But if that's all the runner does and never allows him or herself to recover, then he or she will be a failure. So as much as it's important to expose yourself to increasing amounts of stress, it is equally, if not more important, to bring into the equation stress recovery. And so weekends off, sleeping in occasionally, vacations, no matter how short, are critical to existing and doing well in a stressful environment. And, you know, neurosurgeons aren't the only people who have stressful environments. Most people do to one degree or another. And recovering from that stress is very important. And those who don't often succumb to the ravages of stress.
That is one of many chapters in the book. The book is Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD. Let's talk about your favorites, maybe. There's so many different topics here. Are there any particular essays that you really feel these are very important? These are essays, if I could talk to people one-on-one, this is the message that I would be relaying to them.
So, you know, my favorite essay is the first essay in the book on empathy, because I think it's a foundational, empathy is a foundational attribute. And basically it emphasizes caring, which I think everybody does, but that's only half of empathy. Empathy is involves the expression of the fact that you care. Let people know that you care about them, and then you will be tagged as an empathic person, and you will reap the rewards accordingly. Now, as far as the book, the essay that taught me the most was the Hello, How Are You essay. My wife and I were on mini vacation in Niagara-by-the-Lake in Canada and walked by a coffee shop that said coffee, $5. Coffee with a hello, $2. Coffee with hello, how are you, $1. And I said to myself, how beautiful is that? So, you know, not just saying hello to somebody or just getting your coffee and walking off, but actually being genuinely interested in how they are. And then, of course, the last part of that is listening and hearing what they say. And so I apply that now routinely in my interactions with people.
You know, it's interesting, in your profession, a medical person, a surgeon, for all of us, how important is listening? Is that something that's often overlooked? And how crucial is that for you to listen to a patient? They may not even be realizing they're telling you much of anything, but it's information that you will use as you're caring for that person.
Oh, it's very important, you know, in this hello, how are you scenario I just discussed. Listening is the important part, because we often don't hear the person to whom we're speaking say how they are. You know, we may be worried about how we look or how they're presenting or whatever, but simply the listening, the art of listening, is a very, very, very critical tool that we need to use frequently.
One of the essays, interesting, and I wanted to talk about a couple in particular here, Mismatched Expectations. Talk about the role of expectations and how we place expectations on ourselves, sometimes unsuccessfully.
Well, in neurosurgery, I may have a vision of the outcome of a patient, and the patient may be expecting a complete cure when a complete cure isn't attainable. And so with that example, it is critical that the surgeon and the patient's family have a common understanding of what the expectations are. And this is simply so in life too. If we're negotiating or discussing even with our spouse and we don't have the same goal, somebody's going to be disappointed. So striving to have matched expectations, not mismatched expectations, is critical for meandering through the abyss for all of us.
know, it's interesting in reading the reviews, so many people say this is definitely a nightstand book. This is a book, and one reader said, I take it, I read a chapter a day, and then I think about it. What's the best way for, would you recommend to use this book? Because you can sit and go through three or four, or you can take one and really do that self-introspection that we talked about and sort of position yourself with that essay and how you fit with the topic that's discussed.
Well, from my perspective as the author, I took them one at a time.
Yes.
And I can't tell people what is best for them. Everybody's an individual. But there are 56 essays here. That's, if you read one a night, that's, you know, a little over 2 months. And I honestly think it's better to chew off a little bit and think about it and then go to the next bite.
And apply what you've read in Dr. Benzel's book. The book is Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon. In fact, let's talk about that title for a second. What defines a good day? And do most of us have such high expectations for a good day? We may have a good day, but we really don't realize it.
Well, I have an illustration for you. There's one in the book and there's one on the front cover.
Yep.
That person is going home and he's clicking his heels. I feel like I had a good day. I feel energized. And for a neurosurgeon, it could be as a result of delivering bad news to somebody, say somebody who has cancer. But if I did it in an effective way and the person grew and understood the process, and thanked me, that causes me to click my heels. I did a good job. And the same thing for anybody. If you have empathic moments and you help other people through what you've learned by reading this book, then you're going to have a good day. And at the end of the day, you say it was indeed a good day.
One topic that we all strive to handle is this work-life balance. You're recognized as an advanced peer coach for professional staff seeking career and life-work balance enhancement. Talk about that. How difficult is that to achieve life-work balance? And I'll ask, in your particular case, how you sort of separate the two. You were dealing in life and death situations. It may be a Sunday night, and Monday you've got a very difficult surgery you're facing. How do you separate all of that? Or is it a work in progress for you?
For me, and I think everybody has a different approach. For nearly a half a century, and I've just recently retired from clinical care in neurosurgery, for nearly a half a century, I sacrificed my time with my family at the expense of patient care. But the kids knew predominantly because my wife is such a wonderful partner in this affair, that this is what daddy has to do and to help other people. And so at times I put other people in front of my family, but they knew, we talked about it. So I think, again, communication and this time internally within my family is critical in dealing with such stressful situations.
One of the topics, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish that thought, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In fact, one of my sons at a meeting in my honor said, he said to the group, I always knew that he might not be there, but he was always there when he could be. And it just, brought tears to my eyes.
Yes. The book is such a fascinating read. You can take each individual essay, spend some time with it, see how you fit into the topic. The book available wherever books are sold. Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from The Heart of a Neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, M.D., B-E-N-Z-E-L. His website is edbenzel.com. You can order the book there, get more information as well. Book, of course, available wherever books are sold. Let's talk about something we all, especially us older people, deal with. The good old days is an essay you have in there. Talk about that and maybe the reluctance on some of us to leave go of some of the aspects of the good old days.
You know, there's a song, there's lyrics in a song, the good old days weren't as good as they seemed.
Yes.
And we need to focus on today and not reminisce about the good old days, no matter how nostalgic we may be. Because if we lose focus on what's ahead of us by focusing on what we've already passed, then the good old days may not ever appear again. And so focus on the future, focus on the present, and try to make the present and future the good old days.
And you deal with the future in that you are teaching. And let's talk about that. In reading background, you're recognized internationally as an excellent teacher at the forefront of teaching techniques. You have a topic, an essay in the book, To Teach is to Give. Talk about that, how important that is, and what you're seeing with the new wave of medical professionals.
So I'm among other things, I'm the editor of the journal. And when somebody writes a paper that is published in the journal, they're teaching. And teaching is a very noble art. And we should all consider ourselves teachers. I do. I consider myself foremost a teacher when it comes to neurosurgery, a teacher of neurosurgery. And so I feel, honestly, like when I teach, I am giving, and to teach is to give. I mean, it's just that simple.
You have written other books. You've got textbooks that you've written. In fact, several are basically groundbreaking, received excellent reviews, very influential in terms of textbook and the work that you've done. That was medically oriented. How was it writing this book for the general public, breaking it down so we all can understand and take action on what you're writing about?
So I have authored, co-authored, or edited over 40 books, and none of them are anything like the book we're speaking of. It made me nervous because I'd never written in with this style before. But so in a way, it's a merging of styles from medical to, say, the style required to write a novel. I would be lousy at writing a novel, but this is basically writing, at least initially, for neurosurgeons. So it made it easier for me. And then once I got the knack of it, it seemed to flow much more readily from my pen to the paper.
Just a couple minutes left. Time is going by so quickly. Our guest is Edward Benzel, MD, author of the book Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon. You said earlier that you actually learned as you were writing this, and let's talk about that for a second. Somebody would think, okay, you've conquered all of these different areas. You write the book. You've learned all there is to learn, and now you're teaching it. Talk about how important it is to be basically a student every day. We can all learn something every day, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned, I believe I learned more than anybody will learn by writing this book. I've always thought of myself as being, for example, I've always thought of myself as being empathic. But writing the essay on empathy caused me to even be more so, I think. And it caused me to look at myself and say, you know, you could have done a better job there. And we should always be striving to be better, to do better. And this book has helped cause me to do just that.
One of the chapters, and we'll wrap up with this, I keep squeezing one more in here because the book is so fascinating. You will take the essays, you will learn from the essays, you will keep the book handy, and you can go back a year from now after you've read something and go back and reread and learn something from Dr. Benzel's book. Highs and lows, we all deal with that. We tend to maybe get a little bit too high, and we tend to get a little bit too low. How do we find that balance? In particular, how do we handle the lows? How do you handle the lows? The lows in your work could be life-changing, life-ending for some people. How do you learn from those and go on? How do you deal with lows?
Well, first of all, neurosurgeons arguably have the highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
Yes.
Within their domain. When a neurosurgeon snatches a patient from the clutches of death, you're going to click your heels when you go home and say to yourself, that was a good day. But when a neurosurgeon loses a patient, it can be very difficult and very hard to deal with. And so the answer to your question is try to strive to truncate the apex or the peak of the highs and the valley of the lows, and try to maintain some sort of neutrality, because it can wear on you. And this is true for everybody. This isn't just for a neurosurgeon. It may seem more graphic when you're dealing with life and death. But these kind of things happen to everybody in everyday life. So try to blunt the highs and shallow the valleys of the lows.
A good way to end our conversation. There's no good way to end it because I would like it to go on, but we have to, and that's a good thought to leave everybody. In fact, I'll let you sum it up here. What's the final message you would like to give to the listeners for the program, people who are considering picking up a copy of Today Was a Good Day? What's your final message to them?
Strive to do what's right. Care and express the fact that you care. Treat others as you would want to be treated. And in a sense, cause yourself to have a good day.
I love that. Words for all of us to live by. The book is Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel. Benzel. His website is edbenzel.com. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. Just ask for it. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll have a link there. You can go directly to Dr. Benzel's website, find out information on the book, and buy it as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much to talk about. Great information, self-help for all of us in your book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
It has been
a labor of love for me.
Well, and that I love your passion. It shows, and the book is so actionable, and the book is so relatable for all of us. It's available, again, wherever books are sold. Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD. All this information and more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.